Physics teachers say they are shocked by a proposal to streamline the teaching of science at NCEA Level 1. The Ministry of Education is considering replacing biology, chemistry, physics and earth and space science with a single subject called science. Natalie Plank is the president of the New Zealand Institute of Physics and is in our Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Why is it such a problem to merge these all together, given NCEA Level 1, it's a bit of an introductory to these sorts of things?
Okay, well, there are a couple of issues at play here, actually. I think what has got a lot of our physics teaching community very upset is a lot to do with the process of how this has been announced. I think this decision to merge all the subjects into one level one science wasn't really clear that that was going to happen at this point. At the moment, what's happening is that they've put out a draft issue of new assessment standards for a level one science that teachers are commenting on. And that document, the consultation process, isn't due to end until the 1st of March. Now, in this time, we've had this surprise announcement last Thursday that all of the sciences will be collapsed into one subject. So I think that's been a big problem here, that there's been this process that hasn't been completely followed through.
Okay. But in terms of the damage to, what you feel that people will get the science they learn won't be as good? What's the problem?
Yeah, we have some issues with how the assessment will be done. So a lot of our science and physics is very additive, right? We want to build a really strong foundation in our core subject. So a lot of this comes from assessments which are based on conceptual understanding. The new standards are all based on the nature of science and more around the process of science. And we're not saying that that is necessarily a bad thing. We would like some of that. And we are particularly happy to see the inclusion of Vijay Mataranga in the new level one science. But we do feel that now we've sort of gone from one extreme to the other, that this isn't really giving a balanced education for our students. So what we'd like to see is a bit more balance, not just changing everything in quite a dramatic way. So for science and especially physics, these changes are extremely dramatic. This would be, the first time in the world, to our knowledge, that you would look at assessing physics like this. Completely. So what we're thinking is we're questioning the approach. Physics teachers are very worried about what does this mean for when students go on to level two or level three? What does that mean for students who are coming into level one? Because this is going to affect year 11 students. There'll be a trial in 2021, but the actual changes becoming mandatory will be 2023. So it's all happening quite quickly. And we feel really like we're in the dark. What's happening here? What's happening around the whole system? So as well as being incredibly upset about the loss of physics as a subject and those assessment standards that we're used to and that we need as we build up through the subject, we're really thinking, what else is going on?
Might it, though, be an answer to get children more interested in science? If the NCEA level one is a bit of a warm up for the main event, which is level two, right? So you get people in there, you don't scare them off. So it's a way of getting them excited about science, isn't it? If you take away some of those lines.
Absolutely. And I have to say that, our community is maybe a bit mixed. There's a lot of people who aren't happy about the loss of physics standalone, but there are a lot of people who do like the idea of a general level one science. But as well, what we're really querying is a lot of the assessment, how we're going to do this, as well as just the breakdown of the subject. So we really welcome the Ministry's efforts to make science more inclusive. We're definitely not against that. But at the moment, the way that it's being put forward, it's going to require a really high level of literacy. We're worried about what is the professional development and the support for teachers, the wraparound support for having this new system. How do we prepare students coming in for this to be ready for this new method? And then what happens to the students then springboarding off of that system?
Natalie, thank you very much for that. Natalie Plank there, President of the Institute of Physics.